Welcome especially to any and all new listeners to the program. We appreciate you stopping by and allowing us to entertain you. Well, can you call this entertainment? Infuriate, maybe frustrate, get under your skin for a few hours. We appreciate you.
Repulse?
I wouldn't say repulse. I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. LeBron James over the weekend.
Got married.
Got himself hitched. He married his high school sweetheart, Savannah Brinson, at the Grand Del Mar Resort in San Diego Saturday night. Guests included a lot of NBA stars. Lamar Odom?
Doubtful.
Oh. Mm.
And his one of his rivals these days, Kevin Durant, wasn't there because he was at the Packer game yesterday wearing Washington gear.
Oh.
Wasn't a happy guy.
Yeah.
On the sideline.
Guests included the NBA stars, the owner and coach of the Miami Heat. There's also a report that Beyonce and Jay-Z performed Crazy in Love. You know, it's good to see a couple kids that are just struggling to get by, be able to, I don't know.
Call up Beyonce and Jay-Z to play your wedding reception?
Spend a little extra money and just, you know, maybe get the really nice juice boxes and Twinkies for the reception.
Right. That reminds me, did you see, was it last week or the week before, Kanye West got paid like $3 million to play the wedding of the son or the daughter of the dictator of Kazakhstan or one of the stands.
One of the stands.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not surprised.
Kanye West at this person's wedding reception
but in
the middle of Kazakhstan or whatever.
Here's the hypocrisy. Kanye's, war and violence and hate, and he's always preaching about all this kind of stuff. And then when somebody throws $3 million cash, he's like, yeah, I'll go play his birthday party. What is his son's bar mitzvah or something?
Nice.
You know, Miley Cyrus performed at the VMAs, and you know that it caused a big stir.
Uh-huh.
Well, as you can imagine, there were some people in our world that decided that it was so bad.
How bad was it?
That they had to write letters of complaint to the FCC.
Ah.
Here are some of the complaints. Quote, had I wanted my family to see a hooker perform a live sex show, we would have gone to Tijuana. These are actual letters written to the FCC. She put her face in a fake butt. Miss Miley Cyrus should be fined and jailed.
Ah.
I suggest 12 months in a convent. Another wrote, Miley Cyrus needs to be spanked. I'm wondering on that one, was that a complaint letter?
Or was somebody volunteering?
Yeah, or was somebody saying, nice job. Another letter said she should be banned from all television performances in the future. Quote, just disgusting, made me want to puke.
By the way,
there it is.
There must be people out there whose job it is to follow celebrities on social media and keep track of everything they do, because apparently Miley Cyrus has defriended, or whatever you call it when you dump somebody off Twitter, her fiancé.
Quit following them.
She quit following her fiancé on Twitter. I guess maybe that relationship isn't going so well.
I don't know. Why? Just now listen, I mean, if your fiancé just went on stage and basically simulated sex acts with another man in front
business,
of the world.
Man. It's show business.
Would that cause you to look at her and go, huh?
It's show business.
So exactly.
You think Ashton Kutcher had a problem when Demi Moore was shaking her goodies in the movie Showgirls?
No, he didn't, because he understood that grandma had to work in order for him to be able to afford the lifestyle that he had become accustomed.
By the way, the FCC has no jurisdiction over MTV. It's not a broadcast channel.
It's a cable channel.
It's cable, right. So. It's the Video Music Awards goes into the same category as that stuff that Showtime and Cinemax show on Friday nights after midnight.
I mean,
midnight.
But it didn't used to be that way, right? The free cable, the ones, not the premium channels, they used to maybe follow the same standards for the most part that the broadcast networks do. Not anymore. If you watch stuff on TNT or AMC, there's all kinds of swearing going on that would have never been allowed, 5, 6 years ago.
It's well, edgier.
They're trying to keep up with HBO. I mean, they're trying to put serious shows on that can keep up with the premium channels.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
I have not. Okay. I'm going to start watching it because everyone is telling me it's the greatest TV show that's ever been on the air.
See, dude, the same thing happened to me over the weekend, Saturday night. The Breaking Bad came up in our conversation. and there was a lot we talked about. We're not going into
Saturday. Took me a long time to get to The Wire. I was told The Wire was one of the greatest shows ever, so I finally watched it, and they were right. It was. So I'm going to have to go back and watch Breaking Bad.
I had complete strangers berating me for not watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And so I have made a determination that sometime in the next week or so, I'm going to go back to episode one, and I'm going to follow it.
Everyone I've been reading this week says this is the final year of Breaking Bad. They say it's the greatest final season of any show they have ever seen.
Well, I gotta have to watch that. And for those of you who are big Breaking Bad fans, and now you find me to be abhorrent and lacking, we apologize. We'll fix that
There's
immediately.
There's only so many hours in the day, and there are only so many shows you can watch at one time.
Do you want me to read up and be educated on what's happening in the world, or do you want me to burn about 4 hours in the afternoon watching Breaking Bad? Well, look, Breaking Bad comes in.
Yeah.
Paula Deen is back in the news. She was brought to tears recently by getting a 10-minute standing ovation at a cooking convention in Houston over the weekend. She told the crowd, quote, "We all experience pain in some ways, but pain is also a good thing because it makes you grow." Congratulations to Paula. Insidious Chapter 2 was the big movie over the weekend. Insidious Chapter 2 is the new number one movie. It made $41 million in its debut. The Family came in at $14.5 million at number two. Riddick, remember we talked about Riddick?
Yeah.
$7 million. The Butler is holding on. It's in number four. And We're the Millers made $5 million to take the fifth spot. But you were the one that said The Family got, what, one star, 1.5 stars?
And The Family had a huge promotions budget.
Oh,
and
we were
has
running
a
commercials
big name
here.
Cast.
How many? I don't remember the last time we ran commercials or that they bought ad space for a movie. When
was
the last time
it was
going to
be an older audience, that it's got Bobby De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer in it, so they were aiming for a bit of a more mature audience than the normal movie.
You calling the valued audience? You're calling a bunch of old fogies?
I would say we would be a more mature audience than the station that plays Miley Cyrus music down the hall.
Tom.King@WSAU.com.
Am I wrong? Yeah,
no, you're probably right. Anyway, so The Family, $14.5 million. That's pitiful for an opening weekend.
That doesn't cover the salary of one of their three stars in that movie.
No, it does not. And last but not least, I'm calling shenanigans on this story. There's a rumor going out that Justin Bieber will be playing a role in the new Batman versus Superman movie. They are saying that he may be in the film.
Well,
I'm calling shenanigans
now.
He's
acted before.
No.
He's been on TV shows.
Nope. I'm calling shenanigans. We're going to find out that this is a joke, that this is some kind of publicity stunt. This is going to be some kind of a parody. There's no way, with the controversy over the Batman issue they just had, are they going to put Justin Bieber in any kind of role. Unless he is crushed by the Batmobile Batman runs off to save somebody. If it's a choice of, he sees Bieber walking across the street,
the theater would burst into applause.
I saw
floor it and crush him.
I saw a comment over the weekend. Ben Affleck is supposedly going to play Batman as old and tired, so he should be able to handle that, right? And Justin Bieber, by the way, was ringside and walked out of the arena with Floyd Mayweather after the big fight Saturday night when Floyd Mayweather won again and dismantled the Mexican heartthrob.
I can see why Floyd would want to keep a pet.
That's probably what somebody thought, right?
WSAU. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. As the newly crowned Miss America, I look forward to showing up at ribbon-cutting ceremonies and taking pictures with underprivileged children. And speaking of children, I will also make sure that I use the word children in every speech, even if I'm visiting an old age home where people are gross. In the event I am unable to fulfill my duties as Miss America, the runner-up, who is not as pretty as me, will be sworn in at that time and assume my position. Within a matter of days, none of you will remember my name until my sex tape surfaces. Thank you.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.